sound of an egg yolk being whisked. I'm just walking over to Tina, who owns and runs the Cambridge Cookery School. She's at the sink here. Tina, making your own, I mean, we've got a class full of people here. They're all making their own mayonnaise. I think everyone felt quite daunted at the idea of making their own mayonnaise, but it's not as difficult as you think, is it?
No, it's not at all as difficult as you think. And there's always a way to rescue it as well if it does split, which I will mention. And in fact, it's quite useful if someone's mayonnaise does split, because I can show them all how easy it is to put it back. But it's just a question of being very patient to start with and add drops of oil very slowly. And then you can actually go much quicker than that. So, and work very hard. It's a workout.
You mentioned the fact that mustard is a natural emulsifier. So you add a little bit of mustard in here. And when you're teaching people to do this, what's the trick to it? What makes a good mayonnaise?
Yes, so the magic ingredient, it's the egg whites, the egg yolks. So they are a natural emulsifier. So if you're making a salad dressing with just oil and vinegar, as everybody knows, you need to re-whisk or re-shake it because it won't come together. Whereas the mayonnaise, the eggs will bind it. And I always recommend using sunflower oil, which is flavor-free as well. So you start with your egg yolks, a bit of vinegar for sharpness, a little bit of salt, some Dijon for flavor, and then some dry mustard powder for emulsifying effects. And then you start adding drops of oil, and then eventually you can just do a thin, sort of thin drip, 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 and your mayo should be lovely and thick.
What's the ratio, roughly, of an oil to egg yolk? So the ratio between egg yolk and oil?
Yes, there's a science behind it. So a medium egg yolk normally emulsifies about 150 millilitres. That's sort of what it can do, looking at it from a chemist's point of view. So in the class today, we're making a 2 egg yolk mayo. So they're all adding at the moment about 300 millilitres of neutral oil. So I'm using sunflower oil for it.
Now, we did have an emergency, which is why we broke a second ago, because you kind of shot across the room because one of the chaps picked up a bottle of olive oil, didn't he?
Yes. So extra virgin olive oil, which we all tend to have in our houses, is so grassy and so peppery that if you make your mayonnaise with just olive oil, it's going to be inedible, actually. It will be so bitter and strongly flavoured, pungent, that it's not very nice. It might go in a rough fish soup, but that's about it. So we had to stop them.
If you make your own fresh, how long does it keep for, Tina?
Oh, at least for as long as the eggs, you know, the sell-by date on the eggs. And I always suspect probably a bit longer. I'm sure the oil has a certain preserving effect. But if you're in my house, about half an hour.